I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, USS Mount Whitney Distinguished Visitors and Post-Iran Attack Press Briefing. U.S. and NATO flag and general officers gathered for a Distinguished Visitor Day as part of Baltic Operations, or BALTOPS 25, aboard the Blue Ridge class command and control ship USS Mount Whitney, LCC 20, recently. BALTOPS, which began June 5th, is a premier annual maritime-focused military exercise in the Baltic region. This year's iteration includes the U.S. and 15 European NATO member nations. Among the topics covered during the visit were refining tactics, strengthening interoperability, and identifying areas for improvement in naval coordination, ensuring NATO allies remain ready to address emerging challenges. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Air Force General Dan Kane, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, recently addressed the media during a press briefing in light of the U.S.'s strike on three Iranian missile facilities. During the attacks, severe damage was inflicted on three sites, Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan. Secretary Hegseth said that President Trump's operation was bold and that it showed the world that American deterrence is back.
Many presidents have dreamed of delivering the final blow to Iran's nuclear program, and none could until President Trump. The operation President Trump planned was bold and it was brilliant, showing the world that American deterrence is back.
To read more about the USS Mount Whitney's Distinguished Visitor Day, visit c6f.navy.mil. And to read more about the post-Iran attack press briefing, visit defense.gov. That's your AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro.